Hello, and welcome back to Mondays with Allie Mae. This episode is called Buffering. I've been thinking a lot about buffering lately because I've been trying to overcome one of my buffering habits. I've noticed that whenever I'm feeling stressed or anxious, I automatically turn to social media. So over the last probably month and a half, I've been trying to overcome that habit where I automatically pull out my phone and start scrolling whenever I'm feeling stressed. But I've noticed that I have found other ways to scroll, which is kind of funny because I've deleted Instagram, but other ways have like crept in of how I can scroll. But that's just because that's something that I've naturally trained my brain to do. And so I'm overcoming that slowly. But that started making me think about this story I once heard about a man who lived in a village, and he made his whole livelihood off of this one cow, because he would sell all the milk from his one cow, and that's how he would make his living. And the family was happy, and they were doing well, and they sold their milk, and it was all great. Until one day, this wise man came to the village, and he came and he killed the family's cow. And they were livid. They were like, "What are you doing? That's our whole livelihood." And everyone was so confused. And it forced them to go out and figure out how they were going to make a living. And they started figuring out that they had some good skills, that after a couple of months, they were making more money than they were with just their one cow. And so I think oftentimes we have buffering things like this where we would love to be making use of that extra time, but we've just always done what we always do and don't really notice the ways that it's costing us opportunities. And so I'm going to call this concept killing the cow. I was going to name the episode Killing the Cow, or Kill the Cow, but I felt like that was a little bit harsh, so it's called buffering. But this is what I would have actually called it, because we all have those buffering mechanisms or those cows in our lives that we are allowing to waste our time. For you, that may not be the same as me, scrolling on social media. It may be eating. It might be watching TV. It might be smoking. Whatever it is for you, it's that thing that when you have extra time, you go straight to, because you know it relaxes you and it takes your mind off of whatever it is that you're trying to get away from. But what really is the benefit of stopping buffering? Like, why do we need to recognize what our buffering mechanisms are, and why do we need to change them? And this is something I learned recently about habits from the book Atomic Habits. When we buffer, or honestly any habit, but buffering and habits go hand in hand. With any habit, I'll tell you the four steps first. So it's cue, craving, response, and reward. So when we have a cue, it's when we notice that there's a problem. For example, I'm tired, or I have extra time, or I'm stressed, or anything like that. The next part is craving. So obviously you desire something. So your desire may be to get over the stress, or to satisfy hunger, or it can be lots of different things. But in order to actually act on that behavior, you're going to have that desire for it. The next part is response. So what are you going to do when you have that problem come up, and when you have that craving, that desire? And that's when our response is huge to get us to our reward. Most of the time when we have something come up where we are feeling stressed, we just give in to anything that will possibly reduce the amount of stress that we have, so that we can have that reward of not being stressed. And so I'll use my social media example. So I notice that I don't really want to do something, and so I'm trying to find a way out of it. And I think about social media, and so I go onto Instagram and start scrolling, and my reward is that I avoid doing whatever it is that I didn't feel like doing. So then what happens is my brain associates wanting to avoid tasks with scrolling on social media, because I was able to get that reward or that relief from not doing what it was that I didn't feel like doing in that moment. And because of that, my brain starts to crave it more, and then it becomes a habit. So what we can do is figure out who we want to be. What do we actually want to be doing? Do we really want to be scrolling on social media for hours on end? Personally, I don't, but it's just what I do. And so I've figured out ways to block around that. And when I get stressed, I actually have taken the time to feel my emotions and recognize, okay, what is it that I really want to do right now? The other day, I was doing an assignment, and I noticed I just wanted to scroll on social media so bad, and I was like, why am I feeling like this? And I forced myself to work through one more problem, and once I got through that problem, I realized that all I wanted was to get done with the problem and avoid it. And because it was done, I then had motivation to keep going. And it was so interesting because it wasn't that I was like wanting to be on social media. It was that I was not wanting to do the problem. But because I like pushed myself through that, I overcame that, and the craving for my buffering went away. And so I want to challenge you today to take a note of three buffering mechanisms that you have. And figure out what you're going to do when you feel that cue and that craving start to come on, how you're going to respond. Are you going to force yourself to get through that one more problem? Are you going to force yourself to kill the cow? Or are you going to give in? Now, it's going to take work. Sometimes I do give in and I scroll on social media. But the small, tiny steps that you take when you realize that you can still get the same reward you want by doing something more productive or better for yourself than that buffering mechanism, you'll realize that you can produce so many results and you can receive so many rewards in your life. So that's what I have for you today. Go out there and start using up all of your free time to do something amazing, because you are. Have a great day.